Amber's on the phone here, and her family's going to be on Family Feud from Fort Wayne. How are you? How you doing?
I am excited. How are you?
Good. I can imagine. Are you guys going to have a watch party tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I live in Florida now, but my family, the rest of the members on the show, they live in Fort Wayne, and they're going to have a watch party there at the pub, and I'll be having my own here in the Sunshine State.
Well, tell us real quick, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but tell us what it's like to be on Family Feud with Steve Harvey. I mean, what are the highlights that you can remember?
Oh, gosh. It's incredibly nerve-wracking.
I bet.
You're on the iconic set of Family Feud. You've got Steve Harvey feet away from you. But it's also extremely exciting. I mean, it's just, we bonded as a family, you know what I mean? So aside from the really neat aspects of being on the set and meeting Steve Harvey, it was just an incredibly unforgettable time for our family because we really, really got closer, you know, with every take and every scene. It was just like the nerves really, really brought us all together. So it was just an incredibly, amazingly unforgettable experience.
When you play at home, you know, you always, you know, you're cool as a cucumber, you know, and you're you're getting all the answers right, and you're yelling at the screen, come on, say this. Do the nerves take over when you're in the clutch like that?
Absolutely, yes. I can't give too much away, but my brother gave an answer, and as we went backstage when it was all done, he said, I don't even know what that is. I don't know why I said that. So... it is. You think you know all the answers, and you might. That might very well be the case. But like Steve Harvey told us, he said, this is a game of luck. So go out there, have a fantastic time, and that's what we did.
Did you get to spend a lot of time with him? Like, I know when people go on Jeopardy, there's no time with Alex, but right. Is there time with Steve Harvey?
Yes. And you know what? It was actually interesting that we ended up going during the worst year possible, 2020, because typically what happens is the families that are waiting to go on, they're backstage and the producers just bring them out when it's their turn. However, because of COVID, they're not allowed to have an audience. So the family members that are waiting to go on, we are the audience. Now, we had to sit there for 8 hours and literally scream and clap every time the da-da-da-da-da came on, you know, which was exhausting. However, we got an intimate personal experience with Steve Harvey because, I mean, here I am 6 feet away from him, as close as I possibly could be. And he, every commercial break, he pulled up a stool and he would tell stories and he would answer questions and he would joke with us. It was really an awesome experience because had it not been COVID, we wouldn't have had that.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. How did you actually get to be on the show?
So 2.5 years ago, they were having auditions in Louisville, Kentucky. My mom, who has been watching the show for 40 years since it started, said, will you audition with me? And I said, yeah, absolutely. That's your dream. We'll do it. You know, we went hundreds of families and you get up there, you play a mock game against these other families. If you get through that round, then they kind of interview each individually. If you get through that round, you go through, you get put in a file, an active file that's good for 3 years. And my mom said, this is the year. I feel it. We're going to be on. I said, okay, Mom, you know, kind of brushed her off. But we got the email and they said, you're going on.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.